Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The number 9 rated Oaks Tornadoes dominated the first two sets and held on in set number 3 to pull out the 3-0 victory over the Bison of Barnes County North last night, 25-7, 25-4, 25-21. Oaks improves to 12-5 overall and 3-1 in District 5. BCN drops to 0-7 overall and 0-2 in District 5. Next up for the number 9 Tornadoes will be on Tuesday night at home against Griggs Mokota. We'll have the call right here on KDDR starting at 7 o'clock. And it's Football Friday. The Oaks Tornadoes will be taking on Lisbon at Lisbon. Pre-game will be at 6:30 and kickoff will be at 7 right here on KDDR. The 9B powerhouse, Lemoore Litchfield Marion, looks to stay undefeated and improve to 7-0 with a win tonight at Hankinson. They'll play at 7 o'clock at Hankinson High School. And Ellendale Edgeley Combe has their work cut out for them as they take on Central Cass tonight. It'll be in Ellendale with kickoff starting at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Twins fell last night by a final score of 10-7 at home to the Detroit Tigers. Byron Buxton had himself a great game, but unfortunately it was all for naught. He was 3-for-5 with 2 home runs, both were solo bombs, and Josh Donaldson went deep as well, and so did left fielder Brent Rooker, who was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Just 3 games left for the Minnesota Twins. It'll be game 160 tonight at Kansas City, take on the Royals. John Gant is on the hill for the Twins. He has a record of 5-10 and a sub-4 ERA. Well, just 3 days left and 2 spots still up for grabs in the AL wildcard. The Yankees currently hold the first wildcard spot, 2 games up on both the Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners, who have seemingly come out of nowhere and have now won 9 of their last 10, including 4 straight. The Yankees host their division foe, the Tampa Bay Rays, starting tonight at 6:05. The Red Sox have a very winnable matchup this weekend as they have Washington at Washington. And the Mariners are going to host the Los Angeles Angels starting tonight at 9:10. The Cincinnati Bengals are now 3-1 on the regular season after defeating the winless Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21. Trevor Lawrence went 17-for-24 with 204 passing yards, no passing touchdowns, and no interceptions, but he did have a rushing touchdown as he had 8 carries for 36 yards. As for his counterpartner, Joey Burrow, he went 25-for-32 with 348 yards, with 2 passing touchdowns. Joe Mixon found the end zone, and it was CJ Uzomah, who had 2 receiving touchdowns with 5 receptions and a career-high 95 receiving yards. This has been a look at your sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.